now to talk a little offense with tight end Zach Ertz back in the lineup after missing two games. Strong performance in Detroit. I know you wanted more. We all wanted the win. And what is it like to miss two games, Zach, and get back into it? Is there even a play, two plays, where you kind of have to get back up to speed? Or does it happen instantaneously?
I think it depends on the week, honestly, and the injury. Obviously, dealing with upper body injury is a little easier to run routes with than a lower body injury. But it was tough, obviously, missing those two games. Very disappointing. I felt good enough to play, but the doctors wouldn't let me play. From that standpoint, it was extremely difficult to kind of sit there and watch everyone else go have fun and work hard every day during practice and just sit there and watch.
And that's the thing. Game days are fun. Yeah. You work all this time, all the offseason, all week, for the fun of game days.
Exactly.
So how did you occupy yourself?
I worked out extremely hard during the time. I figured that I kind of knew that I probably wasn't going to play until after the bye, so I kind of had the mindset where I'm going to use these 3 weeks to kind of get in pre-camp shape. So I worked out extremely hard with the strength staff that we have, with some of the trainers that we have as well. So I think that was able to kind of occupy my time.
Now you understand where the rib cage is. Where was the injury? How?
It was up high.
Like up? How high did your rib cage go up?
It goes up to the collarbone area.
So you landed on it and it just kind of...
I tried to run someone over a little too hard. I've kind of put all my weight into him and kind of collapsed the area. I kind of displaced the rib down a little bit. I don't want to get in too much detail,
sure.
Obviously. I played through the game. Obviously, I got a CT scan the next day, and they saw the injury. And with all the stuff behind that area with the heart and all the nerves and everything, they wanted to be extremely cautious with it.
You have seen an offense start to mature through four games. What are you seeing, Zach?
No one's surprised by the success we've had as an offense. I mean, with Doug's play calling and what's his name, Carson back there, kind of calling the shots.
What's his name?
That guy, calling the shots back there. I mean, we have a lot of talent on offense, whether it's the tight ends, the O-line, quarterback, running back, receiver. All the positions have a lot of talent in our eyes, so we're extremely excited about this offense the rest of the year.
You are telling me that nobody is surprised, yet Carson played one half of a preseason game.
Yeah.
Is it because you saw him in practice that you, like when football players see football players, you know the guy can ball.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, we saw him since the moment he got there, the ability that he had. We felt very confident internally as a team with the quarterback situation that we had with all three guys, and then sending Sam away and having Carson play. Guys didn't lower their expectations for the season by any means.
Zach, this offense is different than what Chip ran. What does that mean for you, just kind of in layman's terms so the fans can understand? Is there a different set of responsibilities for you?
The main difference is that last year I was kind of always next to the tackle each and every play, whereas this year they're kind of moving me around a little more, putting me in a little different situation. So it's a lot of fun being in this offense, and I love playing in it.
Do you have to learn more of the positions in the receiving game?
Yeah, I mean, I take a lot of pride of kind of knowing what everyone's doing each and every play, but this offense, you kind of actually get to go out there and run all those other routes that are fun to kind of watch from last year to this year. It's a little different in that regard.
How many routes are there in your mental playbook? 10, 20, 50, 4?
There's probably about 50 individual routes, and it grows each and every week.
Okay.
Some are subtracted, some are added for each and every game plan, depending on the defense that we're facing. But it's a lot of fun knowing all the different concepts that we have, and that's probably just only the individual routes, and then you have three receiver concepts, two receiver concepts, whole play concepts. So there's a lot of different packages in this West Coast offense that you have to know.
A lot more verbiage, right, than what Chip's,
yeah. Yep.
So there's a change in offense here, a new right tackle. Halapulavati Vaitai starts at right tackle. Let's go back to your first game in the NFL. Do you remember what it was like, the nerves? I mean,
what
can you kind of anticipate in advance for Big V?
Well, my first game was also against the Redskins. They had Arakpo and Kerrigan. Fortunately for us, they don't have Arakpo this year. The whole game is not going to be him against Kerrigan. It's going to be the Eagles versus their defense, and we're going to chip. We're going to help him out. But at the end of the day, we're extremely confident in his abilities to go out there and perform.
NFC East is a bit different, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Three of the four games here in the next month against the division, a chance for the Eagles to really make a statement about this division. What's different about the NFC, Zach? I mean, you're a veteran of the wars now.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, the fans hate each other.
Yep.
The players don't like each other either. And they know our tendencies, and we also know their tendencies. So at the end of the day, it's going to be all about execution. There's not a ton of scheming because everyone kind of already knows each other from that sense. But those games are a lot of fun. They're battles, and they're extremely important.
Well, let's go out and get a win.
Exactly.
Start fast, finish strong. Zach Ertz, thanks so much for joining us in studio.
Thank you.
Good luck on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.